welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies, wrapping up the big Labor Day show. Let's continue with the movie reviews. This is another one that's opening this week. It's in select cities. It's in about a dozen or so cities, but it's also on demand. And that is Jackals. A family tries to reprogram their son who has been brainwashed by a cult, only to discover they are targeted by the cult itself.
Someone out there.
Hey!
You're on private property.
Look at these pigs. Lined up for slaughter.
What did you do?
Where's the baby? We need all the babies we can get.
This is an interesting take on the home invasion horror movie. I'm talking about home invasion movies like The Strangers or Your Next. This is very grisly at times. And it does borrow from some of these because it's these characters in the cult, they wear masks, which in a way kind of is this mixture between The Strangers or even The Purge and like Donnie Darko, because one of them is like a rabbit mask. It's released by Shout Factory or Scream Factory because that's their sort of horror movie label. But this reminds me of the kind of movies that have been coming out under the radar. I'm not talking about stuff like Annabelle Creation or the Conjuring movies or Insidious or even stuff like Lights Out last year or Don't Breathe. This is more under the radar. This is the VOD, small theaters, like maybe 10 or 12 theater run. And those movies tend to be where the heart of horror is now. I'm talking about movies like It Follows. Your Next was one that ended up getting a wide release, but it didn't do well in wide release. But even movies like, I remember It Comes at Night, it's what It Comes at Night should have been. It Comes at Night came out earlier this year, and it was billed as a horror movie, and it didn't quite grab me as a horror movie. It was sort of a bait-and-switch horror movie. This one is a true, full-form horror movie that is, like I said, it plays off the home invasion trope. And it does so because instead of just being randomly selected by killers like The Strangers, there's a reason they're selected, because they recapture their son who was in a cult. And the reason that works is because they're not 100% innocent. I mean, you feel for them because they're trying to just get their son back. But there's a reason they're targeted by this cult. And it actually takes a while to figure out what's going on, because it does these bait and switches. You don't really know what's happening. And at one point you're like, should we be rooting for these people or should we be rooting for these people? And it gets grisly and it gets violent. You know, it's not a perfect horror movie, but it at times is unrelenting. And the characters set themselves up for failure because they're not very smart with how they begin to approach things. So ultimately, Jackals, it's an effective thriller, and it's a new spin and an interesting spin on the home invasion type of movie. So I'm going to have to say that Jackals kind of rocks.
It kind of rocks.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk a little bit about the box office. Last week was low. Last week, it's going to be low again this week. The Hitman's Bodyguard won for a second week in a row with just over 10 billion. I mean, just like, it's like 10.26. And Leap was the highest grossing one, which is 4.7 million, which isn't great. I think that's actually lower than they expected. Birth of the Dragon was 2.7 million, just barely beat out the Mayweather versus Gregor Fathom event, which was 2.6 million in theaters. And All Saints was 1.5 million. None of these movies did terribly well. And don't expect anything more this week, because this week it's probably going to be Hitman's Bodyguard again. And I mean, what, like 6 million? None of these movies are going to make more than $10 million. That's even low for Labor Day weekend. It's going to be sort of like, this is going to be one of the first times it's happened that nothing made $10 million. Nothing hit double digits. Tulip Fever is the new one, and it's going to be lucky to break the top 10. It might be like 8 or 9 when all said and done. So this is going to be a low... This is a low week for movies. We're not getting much play, and with good reason. But this is the way Labor Day has always been. So let's not start having a bake sale for Hollywood yet. They're making plenty of money. The theaters, maybe not as much. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema roundup. Let's talk about Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Now, I know this is technically a theatrical release. They've done a 4K restoration of the original film. They're re-releasing it in theaters. And it's going to be your first time in years to get a chance to see this, at least in wide release, as a big screen movie. If you haven't seen it, now is your chance. Steven Spielberg directs this classic about alien abductions and its effect on several people around the country.
What do you want?
I just want to know that it's really happening.
We recently had a close encounter. Close encounter with something very unusual. Who are you people?
Boys!
One, two, three.
I'm seeing this shape.
Damn it, I know this. I know what this is.
This means something.
Now, somebody like me, who's in my 40s, I remember watching this in the movie theaters when it came out in 1977. That was the only way you could see a movie like this. The whole video market wasn't even around at that time. So it wasn't like a unique experience to watch it in theaters. There's a lot to love about this movie. It's classic Spielberg at a time before he kind of got older and softer, before he did his Lucas turn, where he was doing everything as cutesy. There's still a certain optimism from Spielberg with this movie. This was made in the 70s, so it was before the 90s. By the time the 90s hit, the aliens were not considered benevolent. All these movies, I think War of the Worlds was the first like evil alien movie that Spielberg directed. But, you know, he had the Close Encounters, which is more or less a first contact. They forget that they're kidnapping children, but it's a reaching out of them understanding cross-cultural from another planet. And then, of course, he follows up with E.T. 5 years later, which is another very kind and gentle, warm and squishy alien. The Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the first half is like a horror movie. And that's, I think, in its most powerful. It's kind of three different movies. It's this horror movie at the beginning where you have these mysterious creatures. Something's happening from outer space, and the encounters that they have are terrifying. When they come after the kid in that house, that is a terrifying scene for not just a kid. When I saw it when I was like 7 or 6, and it's also terrifying for a parent that something would come from the sky and take your only child. So and it's played as a horror movie. Then it turns into sort of this road adventure movie as Richard Dreyfuss' character tries to go figure out what's going on, and he's trying to get to Devil's Tower. And then it turns into the warm and squishy aliens love everybody at the end with close. I'm sorry, this movie's 40 years old. If you haven't seen it yet, I apologize. But I mean, in the trailers, it has the ending where the mothership comes over the Devil's Tower and everything. I mean, I've been to Devil's Tower. I remember I watched Close Encounters after I got back from Devil's Tower, which was about 15 years ago. And, you know, it's an epic movie. It is sort of like Spielberg's sci-fi version of Lawrence of Arabia, where it goes all over the place, and it's sweeping and it's grand. And even today, the special effects hold up. Even today, you can watch them, and the practical effects, It's a real good argument for practical effects, especially when they're on the road. There's a scene where they're on the road and the ships come flying through and they go through like a traffic stop or a toll booths. These images are fantastic and hold up compared to the digital effects that they have today, to the point that it even looks a little more real because the digital effects, they sometimes put too much detail and too much movement to them. This is definitely worth seeing, especially in the big screen. It's a fantastic film. So if you haven't seen Close Encounters of the Third Kind, now's your chance to see it on the big screen and get the full theatrical experience. Close Encounters totally rocks.
It kind of rocks.
Couple other new movies on DVD and Blu-ray. We've got Born in China, which is, of course, the Disney nature film about the panda bears and the snow leopards and the monkeys. It's a charming Disney nature type thing. It's not too harsh. Which nature documentaries can be. It's G-rated, but it's charming and cute. There's also the re-release of The Lion King on Blu-ray. It's not the first time they've had it on Blu-ray, but they're bringing it back from the vault. Get it now if you want to be able to watch it before the Lion King movie comes out when they do the photorealistic live action. There's other ones out. There's the dreadful Baywatch, Star Wars Rebels, Gotham Season 3, and finally, Bring It On Worldwide Cheer Smack, in case you haven't gotten enough Bring It On movies. That is it for this week. I need to go. Next week, I'm going to be talking about creepy clowns with Stephen King's It. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases, and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.